Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today. And we're broadcasting with Dr. Sergei Shealy Soren in the front of the classroom. Welcome.
Thank you, and it is wonderful to be here.
So you made it home okay?
Perfect, perfect. About, you know, I was smiling all the way, just thinking of all the stuff that we talked about. You know, I mean, the only thing that I enjoy more than sharing what I know is learning. This way I can share more. And I have learned a ton at your place last night. Sorry I stayed so late. It's, well, I'm not sorry, but, you know, enjoy it, you know?
You know, as everyone told you, you're welcome here anytime, and your family, and we just love you guys. It's wonderful. Your wife is a bundle of energy. I mean, I think she idles at about 120 miles an hour. She's just wonderful.
You're right.
She's wonderful to be around, and so is the rest of your family. And I wanted to ask you, how would you describe? You spent some time with our family, and we took a walk down through the campsite. We visited with the cows who were mowing the lawn in the campsite. Well, and you saw the creek. What was your reaction to what you saw yesterday?
Wonderful, wonderful. Actually, you know, I'll tell you one thing, Vincent. I've had in my mind, you know, stuff accumulates, mental, emotional, you know, business stress, you know, lots, everything. So I've been literally overrun, overwhelmed, and literally, you know, personally going on fumes. In other words, just burning out, I'll be frank, you know. And this was a break from everything, literally. I came home today. I feel like I'm starting a brand new cycle. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Is that because it's a change in environment where it's quiet, it's peaceful, and compared to the emergency room, which is the opposite end of the spectrum? Is that what it is?
Peaceful, quiet. And, you know, the other important essential thing is that, well, when you're among friends and family, this is actually, you know, Vincent, I'm going to say this this way. You know, there's blood family, and there is actually soul family, heart family, you know? I was with my heart family, my soul family, so thank you. I think that's another part of that.
You're so welcome. And, you know, class, we had some other visitors at the farm yesterday, and I was sharing some information about the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device and what it's done for me. And the stories, I was telling stories about how we've lent them to others, and it's hard to get them back. And it's not like they become attached to them. I think they become, they know it absolutely positively works. And one of the things that some of our guests saw was D.B. Cooper, our roughly 15-year-old dog we adopted. She adopted us. And she has arthritis in her legs. And there was a time when she just flat out couldn't get up. She would lie on the kitchen floor, and we'd have to pick up her back legs. She could work with her front legs, but the back legs didn't work. And so she got glucosamine, chondroitin, cod liver oil, the PEMF device on her hips, and eggs. And she, you know, it's kind of nice because every time she has to relieve herself, we'd have to pick her up and walk the back half of her. And she weighs, you know, 85 pounds. So it was difficult. But that combination of supplements, diet, and the PEMF, she's walking around. She gets up. She walks around. She, you know, she has to go out in the middle of the night. She comes, you know, across the house, comes over to wake us up, and then she goes out. In the morning, she lets us know, hey, you know, the door's closed. I need to go out. It's been, she has really been rejuvenated as a result of this. And I was explaining this and how it worked for me, and I asked you a very direct question. And it's fine with me if you answer this on the air. Have you, in your experience, have you ever seen anyone with the kind of lung problems that I've had actually get better? And I said that Washington University Hospital only found one other person besides me. And I asked you, is that what you would expect? And what was your answer?
Oh, God. Well, the miracles do happen, of course. I believe in miracles. I've seen miracles, but not expected, no. So that is either a miracle or, well, it's a miracle of something that you're doing. So God bless, you know.
Well, it's you know, your father's, Dr. Shealy's, Norm Shealy's protocol, his and Lou Cassidy's pulse electromagnetic device, yours too, and actually you're following directions, you know, actually doing.
Conscientiousness, wonderful word, yes.
Yeah, and so... I asked you if it seemed possible that I and one other guy could be fixed through this protocol, you know, with a really serious lung problem to the point where, you know, I'm actually farming, where, you know, several years ago I couldn't even get up and the pain was excruciating to get to this point. And I believe you were saying that you believe that there's like two of us, just that other guy and me, and that's about it, who have actually recovered.
That's from my awareness, absolutely. Yeah, exactly. We'll call it a miracle, but hey, grateful for it, you know?
I think it's actually the protocol and the diligence, and yeah, I really do. I wanted to ask you, what's your reaction to the campsite? You got a chance
wonderful.
To walk that.
Wonderful.
Do you think people would enjoy coming here?
You know, the energy of the place is absolutely rejuvenating. Fantastic. Amazing. It's healing, literally. When I came to see you guys, I was pretty much beaten down by life and everything else. I mean, nothing that we can take, but, you know, just stuff accumulates, literally. You know, whether it's the company or a combination of fresh air and just, it's incredible. It's incredible. Literally, a breath of fresh air. That's how I would describe it. You've got a wonderful plan to support the people and the folks there who are going to be camping as well, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. As you and I were walking around, I was sharing with you what my vision was to teach once a month the campers. And so you would be mm-hmm. on site, you know, when you're available, and spend some time with the campers and teach 5-minute university kinds of lessons from your perspective, from my perspective, and walking around. And that's kind of what you and I did yesterday. We actually taught while we were walking around and spending time together. Do you think that others will benefit from that kind of personal interaction here at the farm, where they get a chance to spend time with the instructors such as Rich Sheban and Kathy May show up?
Incredible.
Maybe Charles, Kyle, Sharon, Bert.
Absolutely.
Greg.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, great guys. Yeah, I mean, great, you know, great company. Great people. Absolutely. And, this will be nothing short of a miracle. Now, the other thing about this is, you know, I just want to talk about the 5-minute university and the times that we're in. Well, folks, education is important. You know, school's been around for a long, long time. You know, we have the 12th grades, and then we have college, and then we have, you know, medical school or other graduate or whatever things that people do, PhDs, so on and so forth. But, you know, Vincent, the real education, real common sense, the life is, that's what you teach. That's the five-minute university. My God, this, you know, that, and this generation, and I can even talk about myself, without some basic common knowledge of what you, of what it is that, you know, about the world, about cars, about electricity, about food, about gardening, about, I mean, I think you cover everything, literally, if not everything, then pretty much everything that's important. That to me is education. And that should be education for the 22nd century, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it was really fun because what was happening yesterday is 5 Minute University. As I thought of something, I would just share it. And you know, one of the things that we talked about was very simple. It was starting a car, and so you put the key in ignition, start the car, and how long before you put it in reverse or, you know,
Let it idle until the engine starts talking to nicely, so to speak. In other words, you know, there's that, you know, that high, and I'm not using the right technical terms, you know, I'm a little better at medicine, but, you know, there's that, you know, sound when the older car starts up, and it's a higher pitched, higher, you know, it's working hard. Maybe you can describe more precise terms.
Yeah. What happens is when the computer senses the engine temperature is not up to operating temperature and it has just been started, the engine will be told to run at a higher RPM to circulate the oil throughout the system, to pump up the transmission fluid so it's pressurized. It takes about 15 to 20 seconds sometimes. And what will happen is the engine will start at a high idle, and then it will reduce the idle after 15, 20 seconds. And that's how long you should wait before you go. Because what happens is you put the car in reverse or drive right away, the lubrication system has not been fully pressurized. So it's really hard on an engine if you don't wait that 15 or 20 seconds. And the engine idle will come down, and it's a lot easier on the transmission to put the transmission into gear when the engine speed is at idle rather than when it's at a fast idle. So that was, you know, it's just a very simple lesson. And we taught, you know, your whole family about that and why it was important. And then we did the walk around. You know, before you get in a vehicle, you walk around the entire perimeter of the vehicle. You look for leaks. You smell to see, do I smell antifreeze? Do I smell burning oil? Is gasoline dripping? Diesel fuel dripping? You know, any fluids under the vehicle that weren't there, you know, when you pulled in? And when is the best time to fix that? You know, if you have a tire that's low, as you do a walk around.
Immediately.
Right then and there. And that's when you'd find out if you're at the Chinese factory outlet, you'd find that the cart was behind your car. You know, if you approach your car from the front and you don't look behind it and you just back up, you can back up into a cart that someone carelessly left there, you know, and do several hundred dollars worth of paint damage, plus the inconvenience, right? So, you know, those are just little tiny, very, very quick, you know, 1 minute lessons of 5 Minute University. But, you know, you asked me three questions yesterday, and I thought it'd be wonderful to share this with the class. And so, Dr. Sergey asked me three very, very simple questions. And I think this would be a great opportunity for introspection for you, class. So when we get back from this short commercial break, he can ask those questions, and you can think about your personal answers. Very simple. And then he can share with you what my answers were. He can ask me again, I'll tell him. And
you don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, I was asked three questions yesterday while Dr. Sergei Julie Soren and I were walking, you know, around the farm, just the two of us. And then he asked our son the same questions. And so let's go through those questions, please.
Indeed, indeed. There is a very interesting and very simple way to get some introspection, a pretty valuable introspection into who you are, how you work, and what it's all about. And knowing yourself, know thyself, is the most wonderful, important, essential thing in the universe. As a matter of fact, back in, ancient times, the Oracle of Delphi, thousands of years ago, lots of people came from all over the world to hear and learn the truth about truth, knowledge, power, and they came to the Oracle of Delphi, and interestingly enough, what was written on the wall in the cave was, know thyself, literally. So that's the power, that's the key. So the three questions that Vincent mentioned are as follows. And when I ask you this as an audience, of course, please, you know, you can close your eyes or you can just kind of just think to yourself, but or you can just write it down, and if you can't, you know, be very clear right now, at least make a point to get to this. Question number one, what is your favorite animal? Animal meaning, creature, being, doesn't have to be, actual animal, doesn't have to be a cat or a dog or could be a wild creature, could be a mystical creature. You know, some people go with unicorns and things of that nature, and that's okay. But the more important question is why? Why is that your favorite creature and or being or animal, so to speak? So that's question number one. So think about
Before you go on to the next one, sure. Do you want me to say what mine was and then analyze
please,
what that
means? We'll talk about what it means and the implications for you, and if that's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So we were out there walking among the cows, and, you know, we have a number of domestic animals here and wild animals. And so we have snakes and birds and insects and cattle and cats and dogs. And my response right off the top of my head was feline, a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what, and actually a big cat, you know,
yes.
like a leopard.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. What does that mean? What did that translate to?
Okay, see, from neuro-linguistic programming and lots of other resources, you know, the reason, and again, and then I ask you, why do you like that kind of a creature? You know, what is it about that attracts you or that makes it, you know, something that you like? And Vincent, do you mind repeating your answer? Can we talk about that?
Sure. I said that cats have very, very fast reflexes. They pay attention to what's around them. They are incredibly agile. And except for the ant, pound for pound, I think a cat would be probably the most dangerous animal on the planet. But yet they're laid back. They just want to do their own thing. They don't want to be bothered. They want to just do their own thing. But if you provoke them, you know, we have small cats, regular sized cats. And the German shepherds are afraid of them.
Yeah.
Because the cats are just, you know, minding their own business, and the shepherds go up to them, and the next thing you know, the shepherds get a swipe across their snout. So it's just, leave me alone. I'd like to be able to do my own thing unimpeded. I don't want to bother anybody, and it sure would be nice to just... have the freedom and the peace and the quiet and those kinds of things. And yet, if push comes to shove, be able to defend myself, my family, etc.
One of the most capable creatures on the earth. And I think the reflex of even a house cat is 0.2, is it milliseconds? Don't quote me, but it's faster than a snake, literally. Very capable, very interesting creature, and that's personality. So that is who you are in this world, Vincent, as a human, as a person, as a representation. And does that make sense?
So, based on your knowledge of my personality and what I'm really like in person, does that fit? Does that 100%. Is the feline?
And then we got two more questions. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be right after the bottom of the hour news and commercial announcements, and I thought this was quite fascinating. And then Dr. Sergey asked our son the same questions, and I was really, really surprised at his answers. Not shocked, just surprised.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Storm struck at least 11 states, causing 27 fatalities, destruction of homes and vehicles, and power outages in the Midwest and South. Little Rock, Arkansas Fire Chief Delphone Hubbard.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines. They faced a lot of various mitigating emergencies there.
At this hour, roughly 13,000 homes in Arkansas are still without power. Pennsylvania's Democrat Senator John Fetterman continues to not work. He spoke with CBS News about his battle with depression after checking himself into Walter Reed Medical Center roughly 2 months ago.
I will be going home and be the first time ever to be in remission with my depression.
Lance Pry, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are
you? Take my. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So one of the questions was a favorite animal. We discussed that. Then the next question.
Actually, do you want to mention when they start talking about your son, John?
Sure.
Yeah.
He was asked the same question. Well, and his caller, do you remember what his caller is? Do you want me to say it?
Let's play with animals.
Well, I'm sorry. His favorite animal. Yeah. His favorite animal.
As well, feline.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. And the reason again, and this is, I love this again, you know, like father, like son, you know, powerful, stealthy, and yet very private. In other words, hey, I'm going to do my own thing, you know, and I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to do the right thing, but, you know, don't bother me, you know, boom. Exactly.
And he shared this with you that his method of detaching is he will say, I'll say to him something about something that's happening to somebody else. And he'll say, hey, Dad, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
And so that's how he detaches. And I can understand in a medical perspective or in a perspective where he has lots of customers who do some pretty dumb things and they wreck their vehicles. And he would say, well, Dad, you know, I tell them, but they don't pay attention. They don't follow directions. And so it's really not my problem. I tell them what to do. I tell them why. I tell them what's going to happen. I tell them when, why, and, you know, how to prevent it. And they don't do it. So it's not my problem. So he detaches by saying it's not his problem. You know, he did what he was supposed to do. And that's
right.
And that's what would be really tearing me up as if I was in pre-med and I it didn't work for me because of the blood. And, you know, it would tear me up because it would bother me that, you know, I could save someone, help someone, and yet they wouldn't do the right thing, wouldn't follow the protocol. And it would just, it would eat at me, you know. And so I understand the detachment that you and Dr. Shuley talk about. And Dr. Norm Shuley, it makes a lot of sense to me because it could kill you. Just the stress of all these people who just are apathetic and don't want to take care of themselves and just tear me up.
Well, that's
so yes, he liked the big cat as well for the same exact reasons.
Yeah.
I didn't coach him.
No. But I'm not surprised. You guys are awesome. I mean, it's a certain family trait, you know. Now let's talk about the favorite color. I'll ask the audience, since we promised three questions, let's do that. So as you're sitting there again, just think about what is your favorite color or color combination and why, and take a few minutes on that. Now, Vincent, do you want to share a little bit about what your answer was?
Sure. My favorite color is one that hardly anyone would say, I believe. Mm-hmm. And in your experience, is that right, that hardly anyone says that their favorite color is the same as mine?
Extremely rare. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. And my favorite color is white. And Dr. Sergey asked me why. Now, there are a lot of reasons. White is extremely bright. It's one of probably the brightest color. It's best for humans to see in white light rather than any other color. And it actually is the combination of all colors. All colors combined gives you white. So white is my favorite color. And as a matter of fact, we have this rule in our house that seems to be violated all the time. And that is, you can buy any color car you would like as long as it's white. And we can't seem to follow that rule. But, and there are a lot of reasons for that. But my car is blue. My truck is white. Our son's truck is white. We have another truck that's kind of a cranberry color. We have a station wagon that's like a regal royal green that maybe the Queen would have had in her car. Choice of color.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, but white is mine. And our sons, well, what does that mean? What does that mean to you?
And this is what you explained to me, that basically it's an everything color. It's inclusive. So I'm going to ask you a question. When you talk about the 5-minute university, and you and I talked about basically so many topics from firearms to safety to house proofing to, to food preparedness, to fuel, just literally prepared. USA prepares. That's what it's all about. And it covers everything. The 5-minute university covers everything. Common sense. That's what it's all about. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Right. And I guess one other component of that white might be, and you'd have to be the judge of this, Dr. Sergey, is that I want to know about everything. I'd like to know more and more and more and more about everything.
And the other thing is you radiate. You radiate your entire being. Vincent, one thing I love about you is you
collect a lot of stuff. You and me got a lot of a few things in common, to say the least. You know, we love to learn. We've been learning, you've been learning your whole life, and what you're learning about is a much broader topic than what I know. I know medicine. I'm not very practical otherwise, but I'm starting to learn from you. And the 5-Minute University has been a godsend. I'm now no longer the least practical person in the universe, as I say, you know? I don't qualify anymore. I know something, you know?
Well, and what you've done is you've applied logic and theory and practicality at an ever-increasing rate, which is wonderful. And that's what I do. That's what I do. And so our son's favorite color was it was the color of one of your cars. And he described it as, and the official color, according to Mercedes-Benz, this is a classic vintage car. It's called Mercedes-Benz Paprika Red. And it's a dark, regal, royal, luxurious, just deep, deep, deep red. It's not fire engine red. It's not Maserati red. It's not flashy red. It's just a regal, sedated.
It's a royal. It's deep. A classic. It's the king of the kings and the queens, you know what I mean? It's that royalty type of a feeling. And that's and those are the values, and the and that's what I get get with John. You know, that's him. That's who he is. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's extremely practical, and he's a deep thinker, and he doesn't say a lot. I mean, he's not a chatterbox by any stretch, but when you ask him something, he has definitive reasons why he feels the way he does about everything. And it's all logic based. So it's experience based. It's logic based. I was fascinated by that color, because if you see him on the farm, he wears orange shirts, orange T-shirts. And when he does the laundry, when Mrs. Finelli does the laundry, he's like 12 of them on the line, all the same color, all the same vintage. And he'll say, if anybody says, what's with the orange shirts? He'll say, well, nobody wants them. So I can get 12 of them for the price of one that other people buy. So orange shirts. Yeah, that's what I'll tell you.
Gotcha. But there's more to it than that. The other thing I'll talk about, John, is he literally has a heart of gold, and he does the right thing no matter what. It's not about the money. It's about doing the right thing. And I respect that. I honor that. This is what Dad has been all about. This is what we're all about. And this is what you're all about. Do the right thing. And, heart, mind, and literally, this is the one place that I can literally go to. And I'll tell you, Vincent, I've learned a lot of things about the world and the humanity and humans and whom to trust. Basically, not too many people in general. I mean, I have some, we all have people that we trust. But you know what? When I come to you and if you tell me something, I'm not going to think twice about it. That's the level of trust I have for you, for you and yours. So.
Well, I'm honored and flattered. Thank you. I feel the same way about you and Dr. Sheely and your family. It's just an incredible family. You know, it's a class. His family and our family have some things in common, and just one of those things in common is we actually do what we say. You know, so if we say we're going to do it, our word is our bond. And that's becoming more and more rare. So that's an important thing to think about. Now, the next thing that you asked about was water. Can you tell us about that question?
Yes, absolutely. And this is an esoteric question, but again, it comes from a deeper meaning. And the more important thing to understand is why. It's not so much the answer. There's no right or wrong or any of these. It's why. And this will change over time for people as we mature, as we grow. So the question I'm going to ask the audience and, each and every person is just think of a body of water. A body of water can be a drop, a single drop of rain. It could be a cup. It could be a cup of water. It could be an ocean. It could be a lake. It could be a waterfall. It could be something, it could be a frozen drop of water drop on the moon or something of that nature, if there's such thing. But again, just the idea is, what is it that attracts you? What is it that you think about that makes you, that you close your eyes and, I'm enjoying this? and why? And that's the more important question. And Vincent, your answer was very peculiar. Then yours was the only one of its kind, by the way. You know that, right?
No, I did not know that, but I, what I did find fascinating was, yeah, without any coaching or, you know, cues from Dad, our son had a very peculiar answer as well,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
And so my answer was an island. Now, the question was water, and my answer was an island. And do you want to say what that means?
Yes, yes, indeed. And we talked about the meaning and what it means to you. So to you, the meaning and the purpose of the water would be to not only nourish and to provide for the resources, but also to protect, to be aware. An island is a place that you can keep track of. You know where the boundaries are. You know what's coming in. You know what's coming out. It's your place. It's your homestead. And there's so many other ways to talk about it, but there's perimeters. There's awareness. And that is a very rare answer, very rare. Now, do you want to mention something more about that? Because we had a bigger conversation on that than, you know, otherwise, you know?
Well, it's about if I'm on an island with my family, it is defensible. It is a known area. It's peaceful, tranquil, it's hard to assail it, and, mm-hmm, and it ties into the other things that I mentioned, like,
oh, yeah,
the animal, the cat, the feline.
And that is your outlook on life, or that is basically how your universe looks like. And, mm-hmm, I would say that's very much on track because, Vincent, you know, when I come to see you, it's literally like, you know, the island is a perfect analogy. I mean, it's a breath of fresh air. It's a break from everything. That's how I got that reset. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I mean, very powerful. And it's a place that I feel safe at. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we come back, let's talk about our son's reaction. I thought was quite fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Because his came out of left field just as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, and neither one of us said the typical answers like, you know,
nope,
a pond, a cup, a drink.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
My thoughts were the island. And our son had a very interesting response to that. Dr. Sergey, would you like to share what his thoughts were? Or do you want me to mention that?
Yeah, actually, if you don't mind, please. Yeah.
Okay. So he said clarity. So and he wasn't talking about a cup or a quantity. He was talking about the clarity, the pristine nature of water, freedom from contamination.
Yeah.
And when he asked him further, he was talking about this body of water south of here, outside of Missouri, and there's a sign that says, you know, don't go swimming because the water is toxic, and if you spend a half an hour in this water, you can die because of the copper content and the other heavy metals that are in this water. So,
yeah. Lots of different things there, yeah.
Yeah, that was his response. So what does that mean?
Ah, now that is very interesting. Again, it's not the answer itself, but the implications and the why. And this makes absolute perfect sense with John, because John exactly, you know, is exactly that, you know, that outlook on life. You know, the body of water and what comes to mind, the first thing, there is no right answer. There's no wrong answer. It's just, your subconscious talking right now. And the subconscious there talking is clarity. You know, John is amazing. You know, we can talk about Montero, you know, the car that was fixed. And I was literally, I was 99.999. I was 100% sure it was gone, you know, with all the damage and all the abuse from the other shops, you know, that have taken place. And I'm not going to say anything right now just to be kind. But John literally did a heart bypass. And basically every organ replacement, so to speak, if this was a human body. And the car is running beautiful. I have no idea how it is. It's a miracle. But that's exactly what he does. Clarity. He sees down to the root cause, basically. Very clear, very transparent. And that's what he is as well. He's very transparent as well. Just speaks the truth, And he doesn't sugarcoat things. It is what it is. And he always puts his heart into it. And he's aware of all the dangers. He's aware of all the positive. And it's all about clarity. And we can say a lot more, but please feel free to jump in.
Yeah, and on the negative side, it's really hard for him to find that ideal mate, that ideal gal, because he has standards and he's looking for honesty, integrity. He's looking for kindness. He's looking for someone who can communicate. He's looking for someone who has the same values. And maybe answers the question, those three questions, the same way or in a similar way. So, and you know, that was something that was quite interesting about the three questions. So, if someone's going on a date, you know, and trying to determine if that person is, a candidate for lifelong companionship, marriage, those kinds of things. Don't these colors, the body of water and the animal, have bearing that will help a person figure out if this person is in the ballpark or whether not possible to be in the ballpark?
Exactly. And this is a conversation you can have with a stranger. This is a conversation I can have with the people, with a person in my office. And for example, if a patient has a difficult time opening up, or as a holistic doc, I want to get to know the person, not just the numbers. What is your cholesterol number? What is your blood pressure number? I want to get to know who you are, because that is the key to what's happening in your body, to what you're doing, what you're feeling, what your perception is, and your world. What comes out? Outcomes. That's how it works. Spirit, soul, mind, body. I want to understand the person. And if you want to understand yourself, know thyself, this is one of the most powerful ways. And you can find out about others. Yeah.
And it's not threatening. I can see a person meeting another person, let's say at a barbecue or something like that, everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
They just, sit down with that person and say, so, what's your favorite color? Absolutely not threatening. It doesn't seem like there's any hidden agenda there at all. It's just, what's your favorite color? So, and then the follow-up question is the follow-up question that you asked me. So why? Why is that your favorite? What makes that color your favorite color? And then it seems like a great icebreaker. It seems like a great way to just chat with someone, learn a little bit about them. You can share this, your thoughts on color, animals, and body of water. Is there an answer that would be alarming if someone said their favorite animal is whatever? Is there an alarming answer?
Actually, yes. I had one guy tell me his favorite animal is a lion. He's just like me. It's a feline. But the reason is because it's easy to kill other people. Oof.
Ah. Hmm. It seems to me that lions would really...
Why is the key, yeah.
Yeah, it seems to me that lions like to be left alone.
Yes, I mean, that's my lion. Leave me alone. Let me do something good.
Yeah. You know what? I'm looking forward... Next week, why don't we see if we can get Dr. Shealy, Norm Shealy, on your dad and spend some time, maybe learn about his inventions. What are his very favorite inventions?
Would you like to stay for another hour with Dr. Shealy? I'll see if I can get him on the line and you can continue talking. How's that?
Sure, that sounds great.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.